The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
In 1951, when my father lived in Eretz Yisrael, my father, Harav Mordechai Shapiro Zatzal, he was a Rav in Bridgeport, in Scranton, many years in Miami. When he lived in Eretz Yisrael for about 2 years, he was close to the Gedolei Yisrael. On a Friday afternoon, he was in Tel Aviv on a wide boulevard called Rehov Allenby. And his attention was caught by the fact that about 20 feet away, there was a green wooden kiosk, Friday, Rehov Allenby, Tel Aviv, 1951. There was an elderly Yid who was selling in a kiosk. You would sell chocolate and maybe pretzels and drinks. The Yid never stopped learning, no matter who came and what they purchased. He would learn. Take the money, give the change, give the item, give the bag. He never stopped learning. My father was wondering, who is this Yid with the long white beard? He noticed when he got closer that the man was learning Mishnayos Meiser Sheni. My father was so impressed with this person who never stopped learning from the green wooden kiosk, no matter who came over to purchase what. He took care of them, but he didn't stop learning. He went over and he asked the Yid, what's your name? He realized he's not a Poshet Yid. The elderly man with the long flowing white beard said, Yankel Ochsenkrug. He asked my father what his name was. My father said, Mordechai Shapiro. Now, before I continue parenthetically, this story is written up in books and pamphlets, and to my knowledge, about 30 or 40 of them. Many of them written incorrectly. And because my father was the ultimate Ish Emes, it bothered and grisheted him when something wasn't perfectly MS. I have sisters, but I'm the only son. I'm the youngest. So I always feel it as a responsibility to give it over. Maisa shahaya kachaya. This is the way it happened. Exactly. He asked my father, what's your name? He said, Mordechai Shapiro. Where do you learn? Lakewood. Who's your Rosh Hashiva? Rabaron Cutler. The man said to my father, Nu, was ist geworden von ihm? Whatever became of him? So my father looked, whatever became of Rabaron? Rabaron is the prince of the Torah world. Rabaron is the Sar HaTorah. American Jewish history, world history, is forever, forever changed because of Rabaron's vision. And as my father told this to the man started to cry, tears that were tears of joy. My father asked him why he's crying, and he said, decades ago, I was a butcher in Minsk, and I could not learn as much as I wanted. I was busy in the shop. So I made up that for every kilo of meat that I sell, I'll put a kopeka in a jar. A kopeka is like a penny. After a few years, I sold thousands of kilo of meat. So in four jars, I had thousands and thousands of kopekas, pennies. What's a penny? I took the four barrels filled with kopekas on a wagon to the local cheder, and I told them, the head, take two boys that have Iluyisha heads, two boys that are a genius, and with my kopekas, with my pennies, with my insignificant, we would think, coins, send those two boys to learn in the yeshiva of Slabotka. And one of the two boys that went with my kopekas was a boy that they called in his youth Arkula Svislitzer. Arkula is the nickname Aaron, and Reb Aaron Cutler's city of his youth was Svislitz. So he was one of the two that went with my kopekas to Slabotka. So when I heard Vosses Givorn from them, I'm crying tears of joy. And my father stared at the man. This man was responsible for Rabaron? Do you ever want to know what's a kopeka? What's a penny? It's inconsequential, insignificant. It adds up, it adds up, it adds up, it adds up. And the man was responsible for sending Rabaron to Slabotka, and the world was forever changed. Decades later, in South Florida, where my father was the Rav, very often, Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, the Gadol Hador, the Pikeach Hador, Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, would come over for dinner on Wednesday evening. One Wednesday evening, the Pikeach Hador, the wise man of the generation, Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, came over. And my father was talking to Reb Yankiv in his office, and he was recounting this story, how two boys were sent with kopikos to Slabodka, and one was Reb Aaron. Reb Yankiv turns to my father and he says, "Yes, yes, Reb Mordechai, that's exactly how the story goes. And I know, because I'm the second boy who went with those kopikos to learn in Slabodka. The man's kopikos were responsible for Reb Aaron and Reb Yankiv, and the rest is history. So should one want to know about one daf and another daf and one shir and another shir and one mishnah and another mishnah and one pasuk and another pasuk, it adds up to change the world."
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.